This television ad airs all over East Asia and is aimed at luring tourists to South Korea. It showcases both traditional and modern glimpses of the country and ends with the catchphrase,
Korea, sparkling.
But sparkling is not always the image of South Korea that is shown in the international media. Like in the summer of 2008, when demonstrations against American beef imports made the front pages of newspapers around the world. Lee Chan-bom aims to change that image.
If these are the only images that are being seen of Korea around the world, yes, I think that that may negatively affect the image of Korea.
Lee is the director general of the Presidential Council on Nation Branding, tasked with enhancing South Korea's prestige abroad. The council has taken recommendations from Simon Anholt, an international consultant on brand value, who coined the phrase nation brand.
The nation's brand is basically its image, its reputation. You know, whether you're talking about getting tourists or getting investors or getting talent or getting respect, attention, and so forth, the way your country is perceived is just as important as the way it really is. And often there's a big gap between the two. And South Korea is a very good example of that.
To help determine what a country's brand value is, Anholt created the Nation Brands Index, a survey that ranks 50 countries on how they are perceived overseas. South Korea comes in 31st. Anholt says an effect of poor images is that nations cannot command high prices for their products. And for South Korea, where exports are the backbone of the economy, being well regarded abroad is all the more important. But some foreigners living here say one factor that hurts South Korea's reputation is the difficulty many international companies have doing business here. Some say public sentiment is often manipulated by those with protectionist or other political agendas. Tom Koiner is president of Soft Landing Consulting in Seoul.
If the image of the company is not satisfactorily strong in the public sentiment's mind, it's easy for agents to whip up community outrage to the internet, to emails and what have you, so that the newspapers will pick up on this and say, well, the foreign company is out to take advantage of Korea.
Another difficulty for democratic South Korea's global image is that it is often overshadowed by North Korea, one of the most repressive governments in the world. Brand consultant Anholt calls it a serious problem.
Whenever Korea is mentioned, whether you say South Korea, Korea, the Republic of Korea, unfortunately, their more famous neighbor plays into that in one way or another. According to my research, people actually genuinely are not sure of the difference between North Korea and South Korea. And that's part of the reason why South Korea scores badly in the index.
Anholt points out that South Korea has succeeded in creating a positive image with its films, television shows, and music, which are highly acclaimed throughout East Asia. Anholt says if South Koreans want to really boost their global profile, they need to make greater contributions to international causes, such as poverty reduction or climate change. And that is one area where Lee at the Branding Council thinks South Korea can show strong leadership.
50 years ago, Korea used to be one of the poorest countries in the world. Today, Korea is not a poor country anymore. It's made the successful transformation from one of the poorest countries in the world to a very highly industrialized democratic country. So when we extend our assistance to those countries who are still developing, we have this somewhat unique perspective that says, we know what you're going through. We've been there before, too.
The Seoul government has recently consolidated several agencies to train young adults to do volunteer work in developing countries. And last month, President Lee Myung-bak pledged tens of millions of dollars in development aid to Vietnam and Cambodia. Jason Strother for VOA News, Seoul.